الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفحسبتم أنما خلقناكم عبثا وأنكم إلينا لا ترجعون صدق الله العظيم Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. In one hadith sharif it is reported that once three sahaba went to the houses of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the azwajul mutahharat, the mothers of the ummah. What was the purpose of going there? So like many would go and ask various questions of deen, obviously fulfilling whatever the requirements of hijab were. So they went with a specific purpose also of a similar nature. And they went to inquire about the ibadat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam indoors, outside the home. So they also used to observe. But outside the home, sometimes there's a certain system, certain procedure of things. It's not necessary the same is adopted indoors. So they wanted to inquire that what is the manner in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam conducted his time indoors. And the entire purpose of even asking was so that they could emulate this. This was the purpose. So this was their zeal. This was the way in which they thought, their minds worked. This was their aspiration. This was their drive and desire. So this is also a lesson for us and something for us to reflect on, that while we have our needs, our concerns, and whatever else of dunya, but how often do we feel that desire, that urge, that drive from within us, that I want to learn something which I can bring in my life, something more. I want to learn how to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. I want to learn how to detach myself from the love of dunya, detach myself from the preoccupation with dunya. I want to learn something more. So go to somebody with that purpose and objective to ask these questions. Many a times when we do go to ask some question also, deeny question, which is very necessary to ask, it is generally related to something more about dunya nevertheless. So that too is important, to make sure that whatever we do in dunya is done correctly. Whether it's business, we do it correctly. Whether it's some other matter, it's good, done correctly. But that is where our questions finish off. But what about connecting our heart to Allah Ta'ala? What about improving our akhlaq? What about how to live the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this was their drive. So any case, they came to ask about the ibadat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were informed that this is how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to conduct his time indoors. So in this was the explanation that he used to perform ibadat for part of the night, and part of the night he would rest as well, and likewise other details. In any case, after they heard this, so the hadith sharif, the wording is كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّهَا. Nobody said it in so many words, but it was as if they felt it was something lesser than what they expected. They expected that perhaps there was not a moment of rest. It was totally entire night of ibadat. They expected perhaps that the entire day was involved in fasting every day of the year. So this was what they expected. So they thought to themselves that yes, this is what our thought is, but our thought is wrong. In the sense that, where are we thinking and comparing ourselves to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If this is his procedure, then this is good for him, perfect for him. Because he is the ma'soom Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Being the ma'soom Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he he has no issue whatsoever, and if he does not exert himself more than what he's already doing, it doesn't matter. But we cannot put ourselves in that position. We are very weak, we are insan of a very weak level, and we have to exert ourselves far more. So now the three of them, they sat down and decided. One person said that I'm going to perform salah the entire night every day. I'm never ever going to sleep. The second person, he said, I'm going to fast every single day of the year. Obviously the 5 days which is not permissible, every other day I'm going to fast every day of the year. The third person said that I am not yet married, I'm never going to marry. Why? So that I can devote my entire time to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala and to the service of the deen of Allah Ta'ala, because after an undertaking nikah, I will be married, then I will have responsibilities. So that will distract me. I'm going to now therefore not get married also. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got to know about this discussion, what was discussed, and what kind of determinations they now had for themselves. So he came to them. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked them, did you say these kind of things? These you people discussed this? So they acknowledged, yes. And they gave the reason why. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then said to them, Inni la akhshakum lillahi wa atqakum lahu. I have the greatest amount of fear of Allah Ta'ala. I possess the greatest amount of taqwa, because Allah blessed us. And being the masum Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and the greatest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so obviously Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was blessed with the highest position in everything. So in other words, if you think you are going to surpass me, then you are wrong. What I am doing is not based on something that is a discount of some sort. What I am doing is the perfect example. And the perfect example is that usalli al-layl wa arqud. I perform salah in part of the night, I also rest for part of the night. Wa asumu wa uftir. Some days I fast, and some days I don't fast, meaning the nafil fasts. So some days, every week there were some days of fasts, and there were some days no fast as well. Generally, this was the case. And وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَىٰ I am married, I have entered several nikahs, I also have children, I am also taking responsibility for families. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي This is the portion that we normally hear in the khutbah of nikah, which is actually was said on this occasion, that the one who turns away from my way of life, he tries to do something differently, that he's not on my manner, he's not on my way, he's doing something else. Now what is the lesson in this? The Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam presented to us the perfect way of life, which takes care of all the needs of insan, but at the same time makes him conscious fully about his purpose in life. Purpose in life, Allah Ta'ala created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ We've been created for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. For the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. This is what we've been created for. So that must never ever come out of our hearts and minds. But together with that, Allah created us insan. So insan, Allah created us with needs. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا We are weak. Person has eaten and 5, 4, 5, 6 hours later he is now starving. He wants to eat again. That's how weak he is. He can't go without food for such a short period of time. He's had something to drink, barely hours later he's thirsty, now he wants again something to... That's how weak he is. He exerts himself for a few hours, he needs to sit down, he can't carry on anymore. And likewise, he gets affected so quickly by the heat, by the cold, by so many... He's so weak. Allah created insan with this. This is a challenge of life. That with this... And in the midst of all these weaknesses, a person does not forget what his purpose in life is. And he devotes himself for the purpose for what he was created. But yes, being weak and having all these needs, so Allah Ta'ala made it permissible for him to take care of all those needs. Let alone permissible, when he takes care of these needs in the manner that Nabi-e Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, then this too becomes ibadat. He sleeps in the manner Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, with that intention, then that sleep becomes ibadat. That eating becomes ibadat. And he gets married and fulfills the human need in a halal manner, that becomes ibadat. So likewise, Allah Ta'ala created insan, and part of the needs of this insan, that he needs some relaxation, he needs some mental relaxation also. So our perfect deen has taken care of even this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam displayed this in his Mubarak life. Not that he needed it, but to teach the Ummah. There was the part of the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam which is recorded in the books of hadith about his light-heartedness. And this was not an isolated thing. It happened from time to time. To the extent that once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu asked, إِنَّكَ تُدَاعِبُنَا, that you even joke with us sometimes, meaning that we didn't expect this. We thought that perhaps this might not be an appropriate thing. But you are doing it, so obviously there's space for this as well. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded and said, إِنِّي لَا أَقُولُ إِلَّا حَقَّ. Yes, I also engage in some lightheartedness, but it is always the truth. It never crosses the line of truth. And it never hurts anybody. It's never in a way that is out of the limits of Shariat and Deen. So in other words, there's space for that as well. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sit with his Mubarak wives at night, and he would discuss some general things, sometimes light-hearted things, all to teach us that even this too is part of human nature. And despite Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam being beyond this, but he engaged in it to teach this perfect way of life. But in all this, the primary thing, what we are created for. We are created for the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. We are not created for these things. This is just like food and drink. This too is a need to its limit. And the limit of this is like salt in the food. So the salt in the food, that whole pot of food, there's a small amount of salt in it. 1 teaspoon, 2 teaspoons, a little bit more maybe. But a person now says this amount of salt brought so much of flavor into the food. So now why don't we add more flavor? So that same pot of food, now add 2 cups of salt in it. So now 2 cups of salt is going to make it so bitter that nobody's going to eat it. But now he says, that's the same salt that brought the flavor. But we didn't understand that this has its own limit. In its limit, it will bring the flavor. More than that, it will make it bitter. So likewise, we have this need for some relaxation, some mental relaxation, some life. And for the sake of understanding the full message, to use the word, the buzzword of the time, that we also need some kind of so-called entertainment. But we have to understand what is the limit of that entertainment. Especially this time of the year, so the whole world, generally, by and large, anybody who can afford something, then they are engrossed with entertainment. And somebody who can't afford it too is engrossed in it. That becomes the purpose of life almost. And how does that become the purpose of life? What shows us is that it has become like the object, that then deen also gets placed on the side. And not on the side, then sometimes right behind, forgotten completely. There's no limits. And anything and everything goes. And whether the person's iman will be affected, whether his amal will be affected, whether his deen will be trampled, doesn't matter. Everybody is enjoying themselves, I got to enjoy myself also. But then that is the actual issue that we have forgotten, then what our purpose in life is. This becomes the situation which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Sharif. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Have you seen the person who made his desires his deity? He's worshipping his desire. His desire is saying, I need to be at the beach at this time of the year. And all the nudity vices are there. So what? So he made that desire his diet. He's worshipping that. There's some fair taking place somewhere. No matter what goes on there, what kind of environment prevails, what kind of immodesty and shamelessness might come around, how it affects his haya, how it will decrease his iman, all that doesn't matter. Everybody is there, there's some bargains to be bought, and why should I get left out? So now for the little cheap entertainment of dunya, and not just cheap entertainment, which has gone beyond limits, beyond all limits, that too becomes okay for us, because that must take precedence. So when this happens, when this heart is not connected to Allah Ta'ala, the purpose of life is forgotten. I'm here for what? And I'm also here just to live life, and I must live life to the full. So everybody's enjoying themselves, why should I get left out? So whatever everybody is doing, whatever the crowds are doing, I must be part of it. But then, moth is also coming. And therefore in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala highlights this to us, that أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. What do you think, we created you just in vain? Just to play around? Just to entertain yourself? If it's not one entertainment, then the other. And if it's not the middle of the year, any time of the year, then the obsession of entertainment. Then a person now will be, if there's nothing that he can go and do outdoors, then he's caught up indoors. Before, indoors was a sanctuary. And therefore, we have been advised in the Hadith Sharif that in times of fitna, أَمْلِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ وَلْيَسَعَكَ بَيْتُكَ. You want to be safe from fitna, control your tongue. Let your house be sufficient for you. Don't venture outdoors unnecessarily. And cry over your sins. So the home was a sanctuary. But provided we keep it a sanctuary. Now the person is caught up in entertainment, indoors, outdoors. Now it's online entertainment. And hours upon hours he is now playing around with the whole world on online games. And that becomes his life. Deen, there's no place for tilawat, no place for zikr, no place for dua. Where he's going to wake up for tahajjud when he spent half the night on the online games? Even his fajr is in a problem. He can't make it for fajr also. And then he's neglected his family, he's neglected everything. What happened? That entertainment became his way of life. He doesn't go to work because he's important. But that work has to happen, otherwise how he's going to entertain himself? And well, otherwise how life will carry on? So work also happens, whatever else happens, happens. But the be all and end all of life is wherever there's a space for entertainment. And that is why so many people get into trouble in their work also, because the workspace too, they're trying to find time to sneak in some entertainment. So now that phone is becoming a problem, whatever else. Entertainment, which is, the word entertainment also is totally trampled of every level. Haram completely. Person is immersed in the worst kind of filth. But it started off where? With this objective of life, the object of life becoming entertainment. Now why does this become the person's object of life? How does this take over? Why did this become the be all and end all of his life? So there's never a vacuum. Either a person is connected to Allah Ta'ala. If he's connected to Allah Ta'ala, his heart is linked to Allah Ta'ala, then he'll find pleasure and happiness and peace and contentment in that which brings him even closer to Allah Ta'ala. And then he will experience ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, in the efforts for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, he'll get a peace and serenity in his heart, which all the entertainment of the world can't give one fraction. Then he will enjoy tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Then he will wait for the time that he can perform some extra salah, nafil salah. He will be looking out for opportunities to be now learning something about deen. When his heart is connected to Allah Ta'ala. But if that connection is missing, so now there can't be a void, there's no vacuum, so something's going to fill it. So either he's connected to Allah Ta'ala, or he's going to get connected to Ghairullah. And all the Ghair, everything besides Allah Ta'ala is going to occupy his heart. And what's going to take hold of it? Nafs and Shaitan. Either he's connected to Allah Ta'ala, or then Nafs and Shaitan will have a field day. And then they'll take him to every haram field also. So the bottom line is to connect ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. To build this taluk and connection with our Rabb. And to whom we have to answer to. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. Allah Ta'ala says, do you think you were just created in vain? وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You're not going to return to us? Yes, we're all going to return to Allah Ta'ala. And when, we don't know. It might be today. It might be Allah forbid in the midst of some entertainment. So we want to go to Allah Ta'ala in the way that Allah is pleased with us. So we don't ever get ourselves into the middle of any haram. Any place where there's haram abounding there. Any place where the laws of Allah are being blatantly trampled. Intermingling, happening, all kinds of evil and vice. Where the entire environment is totally anti-Iman. Then we stay far away from these places. We can't risk our Iman. We can't risk this connection with Allah Ta'ala. This is our primary thing. This is our greatest wealth. So for that, sacrifices we'll have to make. We'll have to sacrifice all these haram things. All these entertainments. Yes, the sacrifices. Nafs and shaitan will tug at the heart very strongly. But we'll have to win this tug of war if you want to be on the side of Allah Ta'ala. Either we're going to be on the side of Rahman, on the side of shaitan. So we can never afford to be on the side of shaitan. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that's your open enemy. Who runs into the arms of his enemy? So we have to use the intelligence Allah gave us and turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, be in the environments of deen, do that which is going to enhance our iman, build our iman, be out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, connect ourselves with the pious. This is what's going to keep us going closer to Allah Ta'ala. That is what's going to bring that peace of mind, that contentment of heart. That's what's going to bring that serenity. That's going to save us from all the destruction of dunya and akhirat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give me and all of us a tawfiq. Allah ta'ala fill our hearts with his muhabbat and fill our hearts with the true love of deen and grant us a tawfiq of following deen in its pristine purity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.